Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
And so I hand the gifts over to the mom, and I said, "Now this is the message that the dad wrote." And he writes something like, "You know I messed up, and I know I'm not there for you, but I'm going to be next year, and I love you." And I saw the corner of my eye, this girl, this was a 12-year-old girl on the paper. And I said, "Are you her?" And she said, "Yes, I am." And I gave her the note. And you could just see that that was the most important thing. Well, so the mom, she crosses the gym and goes out the stairs of the church gym and out to the parking lot. And I go back and get in line. And as I'm in line to help the next person, I see this young girl. And she's just standing in the middle of the gym reading that message. I'm moving up in the line. It's almost my turn to get another person. And I see she's at that same stairs, and she stops, and she's reading that message again. She didn't even care about the present. All she needed was that single connection to her father that said, you know, she mattered and that he loved her and he wanted to be there. And so I know that that's the thing. We get an opportunity for a parent to be very present with this gift, with this message. And I think that's the most important part of Angel Tree.
Jeffrey, you talked about so that turning point. You begin the question, why do these things? Take a minute and say, why should we get involved in being a part of supporting Angel Tree? Why would we do these things?
Well, you know, for me, it's a really simple, you know, what God tells us to do for the least of these. And the people out there who can do the financial support, you know, that can, they enable others to serve. It's a body of Christ that the ones who can financially support it do. The volunteers that would go into the prisons go. The volunteers that deliver the presents. And all these things are only possible with the people who support it. And, you know, I was listening to the show just before I joined you, and you know, some of the statistics, the numbers, to realize that when these people out there listening tonight, when they go out today, and they're shopping, and they're at the grocery stores, and they look at the children that come through there, it's very likely that one of those children that they see today has a parent incarcerated. One out of 28. And the difference it can make is generations of children who don't make those choices because they have seen that there is a different life. And I've witnessed it many times, many, many times over the years, that these men that come out of prison after being touched by Angel Tree and see them in church, run into them at Walmart or the mall or someplace, and how different their life really has become. And it's because of Angel Tree, because they were presented with the gospel.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.